Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Zimmerman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Martin moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to second. One out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ver Alse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ver Alse. The throw from Martin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dick Stigman now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Kindle moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stigman, and towards Verhals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Stegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Don Mincher. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Dick Stegman. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins tags and scores. Tovar tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Nelson now pitching. Earl Batty now catching. Frank Castro now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Berry reaches second base with a double. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berry moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Fisher moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisher moves to third. Cater moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Oliva moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.